Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. If you've never tuned in with us before, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I'm R. Rogers World on all social media platforms.
I'm... we moved our seating arrangement, so I was like, wait, is it me or is it Bree?
It's you.
I'm Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in fifth on all social media, and I'm Hot Mess Express.
Ooh.
You know, in general.
We've restarted this episode at least three times.
Bro, I still ain't got a tear of people.
I literally still have tears in my eyes from laughing so hard.
I'm Bree, Honest Teacher Vibes on all social media platforms.
So actually, this really fits in with our theme that we want to talk about today is laughing at student stories.
Hey, some of them stories ain't funny though.
Some of them are so bad that they become funny like years later.
Yes.
Years down the road Sometimes when no one affected is hurting anymore.
Laugh to keep from crying.
Who wants to go? You know I got a bunch. So who wants to go first?
Well, before we do that, I think we need to talk about today's sponsor.
Woo!
Our amazing partners, Bottle Learning. We are partnering with them for a few different videos. Honestly, they are
awesome.
An amazing company.
Love them so much.
Bottle Learning is a gamified math platform for you to use with your students.
Mm-hmm.
Or in general, if you like to brush up on your math skills, because Bree and I have been doing that.
I gotta brush up on
the daily.
Math skills.
So what it is you can use it for free if you're a teacher or a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And it works with K-6 standards.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it for math intervention. You can use it for enrichment. It is great because it syncs directly to your Google Classroom if you're a teacher.
Yep.
And you can post different assignments and tasks for your students directly there. You can even attach parent emails so that they can get little notifications about their students' goals and what they're working on Bottle. So basically, you get to make this little character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shaped like a little bottle.
So cute.
He is adorable. And you get to compete in different math tasks and get a bunch of knowledge points to play games using your knowledge points. And then once you have played the games, you can earn different kinds of like furniture pieces and clothing items and all kinds of fun customizable things for your character. So make sure that you guys check out Bottle Learning. They are amazing and they are 100%...
free.
And we all know we love free.
I love Bottle Learning too, because I always have students that finish their assignments super fast.
Mm-hmm.
So Bottle Learning is like something that can hop on.
Oh, and subs.
Yes.
Like when you have that like half hour meeting,
mm-hmm,
and you don't want to make like an activity to do for your substitute,
hop on
Bottle Learning for 30 minutes.
And you know, if we're being completely honest, even though Bottle is from K-6, COVID has messed up so many people, like so many kids going into high school, that it honestly probably would be helpful for 9th, maybe even 10th graders to really go,
mm-hmm,
back and figure out, relearn those basics,
mm-hmm,
that maybe they didn't master during online learning or that they struggled with during,
mm-hmm,
COVID, and that could really help them in the math classes that they're in right now.
Because I'm grown and it takes me a little bit to get through them levels,
right,
okay?
Because right.
I know I don't do public math, so.
No.
Only private math.
Only private.
All right. So thank you to Bottle Learning for partnering with us, and go download that app or go on the website today. Let's get on with these stories.
Who wants to go first?
Hold on. I always got to spell it because I know somebody going to be trying to type in BOTT.
B-O-T-T-L-E.
It's Bottle Learning, B-O-D-D-L-E. Carry on.
Okay, so time for some student stories.
I'll go first because I got a bunch. You know,
wait,
I got bro, a bunch.
She asked for it. She
okay.
Don't go.
Who wants to go first? I'll go first.
I'm just excited. Okay, do you want a story about a funny student or like a story about a student, but it wasn't the student
Surprise
that was funny?
Surprise us.
Surprise us? Okay, we'll start with the student. So... That reminds me of a story.
Do you want the story about the student or the story about the student? Okay, we'll do the one about the student.
Okay, I'm ready.
I gotta tease you, Bex.
You know I just love, I get so excited and
I do like how excited you be when you get ready to tell the story.
That's why I'm America's storyteller. I really need a t-shirt that says that.
We're gonna get you one.
So, this was my story. This happened to me. It took place during online learning.
Mm-hmm.
And my county only used Google Meets. And what I really liked about Google Meets is that I could put them in little groups, like,
mm-hmm,
you know, little breakout rooms.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of explaining a project that I was having the kids work on together. And in the middle of me explaining this project, a kid unmuted himself and started moaning into the microphone. And everyone, like, for a split second, I just, like, froze. And then my kids, shout out to them. They were really, like, no one acknowledged it. No one said anything. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to pretend like it didn't happen and I'll address the kid in a second.
Just keep it moving.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, I finished the instructions. I put the kids in breakout rooms and I said, hey, you all should be assigned a breakout room now. Go ahead and go to your rooms. And I like put him in a group, but then took him out so that I could talk to him by himself. And, you know, all the kids are going to their rooms and he unmutes again. He says, Miss Rogers, I don't seem to have like been assigned to a breakout room. And I said, yeah, I know. That's because we got to chat.
Okay.
He goes, okay, about what? And I said, about the stunt you pulled literally 30 seconds ago.
Right.
Or maybe it was like a minute or two ago. And he like turned his camera on and looked so confused. And he's like, what are you talking about?
He's trying to gaslight us, boy. We know. I know it was you.
All of a sudden, you hear someone in the background dying laughing. Apparently, this kid was having a play date, which, like, why? You're supposed to be having school. Like, why are you having friends over?
This kid was in high school having a play date.
Yeah. That's a play date. Is that not what it's called anymore?
No. Not in high school.
Well, he had a friend over. He went to the bathroom, and his friend unmuted his mic and started moaning into the microphone. Ew. As like a prank to him.
And then
muted back and pretended like nothing happened.
Listen,
and
why are you all doing such weird things?
Right. Like, what parent is like, I know you have school, but I'm just going to let you like play? And then what about that kid's school? Like, why was he not in class?
We're 15. Let's go play.
Is that not what you would call it?
Hang out? I just think it's cute that you're like, they had a play date.
They're my babies. I know they're only like 8 years
and
younger
than me. And I know you say like, what parent? But a lot of parents, like,
really?
Yeah, I have tons of kids that come to school and they're like, oh yeah, I had a sleepover last night. I'm like, my mom would never,
Michelle could never.
No, my mom would never let me have a sleepover on a school night.
The one kid like wasn't even in school. Like his mom was just okay. Like, oh yeah, you don't need school today. What? Am I crazy? Maybe I'm crazy.
Well, no, we're teachers, so I mean.
Maybe I'm crazy.
We're a little biased in that regard.
Virtual learning was just a hot mess. So the fact that he was even there, I mean, I don't want you moaning on camera, my dog, but if you in there, you there. So
just stay muted.
Just mute yourself. Mute your mic.
All right, who's next?
I guess I'll go next since everyone stared at me.
I don't know. I got a lot.
Asleep, I was just so like, who's next? Dagger eyes at me.
I'm sleepy. I'm sorry.
See, I don't want to hog the microphone because I get a lot.
I.
Bruh, I'm not. Okay. Let me chill.
All right, Lauren, go ahead with your story.
Okay. So I teach fifth grade, right? Mm-hmm. So when they're in fifth grade, they're in that weird age where they're like, trying to be goofy and cool in class, but like just end up sounding ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, so we were in the middle of learning about the solar system, and I was talking about like just the order of the planets and what they like, how they orbit in relation to the sun. And I told them like we had already been learning about like the Earth and how if we don't take care of Earth, then you know we're not gonna have a planet to live on. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, they start going off on this tangent about the sun and how if we can't live on Earth anymore, where we're going to live. And, well, I told them, I said, well, what's the next planet that would be the most likely for us to live on if we weren't allowed to live on Earth anymore? And they're like, oh, Mars. And I'm like, yeah, good job. And then we got onto the sun and talking about how the sun is a star and it has a life cycle and how, you know, the sun eventually will die. And they were like, okay, so when the sun explodes, will we just like go underground and like be able to wait it out? And I was like, no, that's not really how that works. See, if the sun explodes,
we do too.
We'll be unalive.
Yeah, and be not here.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, okay. And then the conversation like ended there and we kept going on and I'm talking about like Neptune or something.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, I have the same student raise his hand. Mrs. Woolley, I have a question. And like every time he raises his hand, that's what he would say. And he goes, okay, so if the sun explodes, can we like hop on a spaceship and fly off of Earth and go to Mars?
He is really thinking about that.
Oh, yeah.
He's like planning for this.
Absolutely. Planning for the sun apocalypse. So I was like, no, like if the sun explodes, we're all going to be burnt chicken nuggets. Like we're going to die.
Burn, like, chicken nuggets.
We are going to die. Yeah, extra crispy. So he goes, oh, okay. moving on, we're talking about like how Pluto's a dwarf planet, and we're getting to the end of the solar system. Mrs. Wally.
Oh no.
I have a question.
Put your hand down.
Mrs. Like, Wally.
Uh-huh. Is it about the sun exploding? No, no. Oh, okay. What's your question? So can we build like a doomsday shelter under the earth?
And I'm like, for real.
No. Here's the best way I could explain this to you, hun. Sun, boom. Us, like we are dead.
the sun effects.
Exactly.
Boom.
Exactly.
I love the sound effects.
Sun go boom, we go and that's it. Yes.
Sun go boom. Sometimes the kids like it's so funny when the kids think that we don't know what we're talking about with the learning. Like this reminds me of a story.
Oh my god. I don't know if you're about to say
that. I need you to find a new intro, bro. I need you to find a new intro. You gotta say something else, man. You getting ready to tell a story? You ain't gotta preface it. Just go ahead and go on into the story, big dog.
I thought you liked it.
Nah, fam. Just go ahead, go into the story. Just shoot right into it, best friend.
I'm so sad.
Why?
I thought you liked my intro.
No, we liked the story. Just boop right into it. Just boom, bam.
You're leaving us in suspense.
The suspense.
So I was, you know, world history, social studies, things like that. We were finishing up our World War One unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a review day before the test. And at the end of the review day, like we've already reviewed all the material. And I have one girl raise her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, what's going on? So we've learned everything that we need to know about World War One. I said, yeah, that's why we just reviewed everything from this unit for the test tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of a teacher are you? We didn't even learn about Hitler coming to power. And I looked at her and I was like, well, that's because he comes to power right before World War II, like in the next World War. And she looks at me and she goes, there are two? I said, yeah. Like, this is high school. Like,
man, they're about to be three.
Man, you asking me, did we go over everything? You didn't even know it was two World Wars.
I said,
be quiet.
Yes, there are two. And she thinks about it for a second and she goes, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. I'm positive. And she goes, I might have to Google it later. I said, you know what? You have
we
fun.
We wouldn't
you
even been able you to finish ahead. No conversation because when she would have said, what kind of teacher are you?
I was going to say, what kind of nerve?
You finna make haste up out of my classroom because you're not going to ask me.
Their attitudes. These you are like, these are freshmen.
Pay no bills.
They're
shut up puberty. And sit down somewhere.
They've got the attitudes.
I'm like, do you pay bills?
You.
So you pay bills. Sit down. Take several seats, not even one seat.
That's my favorite.
I can't even
thing.
Get past
Take
the other
several
stuff.
Seats.
What kind of teacher are you? I know what kind of student you finna be up out of here. That's what kind of student. I'm sassy though.
See, I have another story about a student that definitely could have gotten an attitude, but did not. And it was the teacher. The teacher messed up.
Uh-huh.
And this also happened. This happened right in front of me to one of my favorite colleagues ever. And
it happened to a student or to the teacher?
Kind of everybody. Kind of everybody involved.
Okay. Say no more.
As soon as he hears this, he's going to like cringe in shame. But like funny. It's funny. It's funny now. So in hall duty, you know, in high school, I don't know if like middle school does it during class changes. You wait in the hall
there,
and you greet the kids
changes.
And they
come in
and blah, blah, blah. And the teacher was next to me. Amazing friend, like mm-hmm. love him to death. Everyone thought it was really funny when we stood next to each other because I'm 5 foot and he's 6'6", and like just huge.
Y'all look like Shaq and the Rock,
right?
Like, I mean, y'all look like Shaq and Kevin Hart.
Shaq and the Rock.
That's so stupid though, because really what I was trying to say is the Rock and Kevin Hart, but I'm sleepy, so I really couldn't get it out.
And he has the driest sense of humor, just like amazing human being. Love him to death. And you know, he teaches the older kids. I have freshmen, but he teaches like the junior seniors.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so one of his students comes up to him and is like, Mr. Smith, I'm really having an emergency. I really need to go to my car. And he's like, well, what's going on? She's like, I bled through my pants. Mm-hmm. And first of all, like, I was really impressed that she felt comfortable saying that to him.
Right.
Like, that tells me so much about like mm-hmm. how high she regards him as a teacher. And I was really impressed with that. But he just looks down at her and he goes, no, I'm sorry, I can't let you go to your car.
Because what grade was she?
Like junior,
senior. Junior, okay. So she
and
got
like,
the car.
And like, I really started listening and I looked over and he's like, I'm sorry, I can't let you go to your car. It's like a safety thing. Like, you're going to be late. I'm like, I can't let you just be late to go to your car. Like, I'm not going to let you
but
do that.
She needs to go to her car.
And she goes, oh, okay. Like, and she like looks panicked and I kind of cut in and I'm like, no, I'll write you a pass.
She needs to go to her car.
I got it. I'll take care of it. Go ahead. And she goes, oh, thanks, Miss Rogers. And like, she starts to walk away. And he looks at me and he goes, did you really just do that? And I'm like, yeah, and I'd do it again. And he goes, right, you just undermined me in front of a student.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. And I, what is, like, I do it again. What is wrong with you? And he goes, Rogers, this could really start some problems for me. And he literally calls her, like, from down the hallway. He's like, nope, come back.
Oh, my gosh.
And I looked at him, and I was like, what is wrong with you right now?
Did he not hear you or something?
He goes, why would you go and undermine me like that over pants for dance class? And I look at him, and I was like, what are you talking about? Dance class. And he goes, that's what she needed it for, right? She said she needed another pair for dance class. And I said, Smith, she bled through her pants.
How did he get dance class from bled through my pants?
He starts panicking. He goes, well, with these masks, and I'm so tall, I can't hear what these kids are saying.
No.
Everything's muffled. And he looks at her, he goes, go!
Please go. I would have been mortified.
I was going to say, he redeemed himself.
I was about to be mad. I was like, you better let that child go to her car and get her stuff.
He goes, I'm so sorry, Rogers.
You didn't hear because of the mask.
Yes. He's like, the masks, and I'm so tall. He goes, I like tower over these kids. I never listen to them anyways when they speak, much less with these masks on.
But not, I don't listen to them when they speak anyway.
He goes, I'm so sorry. He goes, I'm so embarrassed. He goes, I was really mad at you.
I would have been embarrassed.
Like, he goes, I was really mad at you for a second, Rogers. I'm so sorry. I said, I was about to smack you in the face for a second.
You were smacking him in the face?
I was so
mad. You
would
not have to jump up to smack him, though, if you saying that.
Said she need a trampoline.
Right. You got to get a step left.
He walks into my room the next day before school, and he's like cringing to
himself.
Still
cringing about it.
He goes, every like 30 seconds, I just think about it, and I go, mortified. Oh, and I go, I'm going to tell this story for the next 30 years.
Bless his heart. Oh, my God. Those masks really do muffle. I cannot hear kids.
I feel so bad for him. And like he pulled her aside. He goes, I'm so sorry. I definitely misheard you. That was my fault. I'm so sorry about that. And like commend him for like not only admitting like, so sorry, that was my bad, but like about a topic that especially male teachers usually get really uncomfortable with. Amazing human. I love him to death.
Shout out to Mr. Smith.
I'm gonna retell this story for the next 30 years. So
he said he gonna sue you because you put his government name out there.
I changed his name.
His name ain't Smith.
No.
Oh,
that's the name I always use.
Oh, okay. So you be telling this story. That's the name you always use.
Yeah. Like, I always
600th time I didn't tell this story. You know what? Somebody, these stories that I'm telling this episode, they not my stories. But somebody sent me a story and said a parent, they were telling their parent, like, hey, your son is really struggling in my class. Like, he might need some extra help. And the parent was like, well, can't you get him one of those IUDs?
Oh, no.
And the teacher was like, ma'am, what? She was like, you know, one of those IUDs when they need, like, extra help. She was like, ma'am, a IEP?
No.
She was like, what's that? Not the IUD, ma'am. An IEP, individualized education plan. So it's not an IUD, ma'am. No.
Why is this episode kind of subtopics around women's health?
I don't know. But she thought an IEP was an IUD, and she was 100% serious.
I would have been like,
but you know what? In her defense, we got a lot of acronyms.
That's very true.
It's a lot of acronyms.
That is
like
very true.
Too many acronyms.
And they're all different in every state. EOC, NCFE.
Yeah,
IEP.
Seriously. Like, I know.
NCFE, that sounds like a wrestling federation. The NCFC. National. No, I don't even know what I was going to try to make up something, but I couldn't.
The National.
I couldn't.
Something Foundation.
I couldn't. This next story, I'm going to have to read it, though, because.
That's okay. Go ahead.
This lady said, I taught third grade at a private school, back at a title school now, because those are my humans. Shout out to you, Title I schools. And a parent told me I needed to put her son's rubber bands back on his braces after he eats lunch. Absolutely not.
No.
It's nasty,
no, that's
fam.
That's gross. That's so gross.
I said, well, he can go to the nurse because I'm not going to do that. I'm not an orthodontist. She proceeded to tell me, you'll do it because I pay your salary. No, ma'am, you did not pay me to go get my certification as an orthodontist. First of all, it's nasty. Ain't nobody touching your child's teeth. Ugh.
That's gross.
Second of all, why he gotta take them rubber bands off to eat?
That's a biohazard also.
Right. Yeah. Third of all, if he pop himself in his little gums with them rubber bands, then you're gonna be trying to get added to me. Ain't nobody touching his teeth. And then fourth of all, why do y'all keep saying y'all taxes pay our salary? Baby, I pay taxes too, so do that mean I pay my own salary?
Self-employed.
Because I'm sick and tired. Let's just set the record straight. All these parents out here, you going to do what I say because I pay your salary. Baby, I pay taxes too. Okay? Whose salary? Baby, your little taxes, if they pay my salary, that's why my salary is so small. Because some of y'all don't even pay y'all taxes, but that's another story for another day.
One of my students, so this student I have this year, he is like one of those students that like I loves to stand out and loves to be different. Mm-hmm. So he will find any way to make himself known to So the kids that go to the after school program at my school stay in my classroom for like 15 minutes after school.
You do
school.
After school program?
I don't, but like other teachers do. And before they can get to the room, they ask that I keep them so that they're not getting into trouble.
Right.
So I do. And they hang out in my room. They play with the slime and stuff, or they'll like just sit at the table and talk. And this kid came in the one day and he had like a toolbox, like a little toolbox. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what you got in the toolbox? Like, why are you carrying a toolbox around? Right. He had a bunch of those little plastic babies. Like, tiny little plastic babies. Why are the kids so obsessed with those? But they were, like, all different colors. Like, there was a blue one, a purple one, like, a brown one, a tan one.
Where do you get them from?
I don't know. Amazon? Maybe? I don't know. Where do you get anything from? Amazon.
Amazon, y'all selling them little babies.
So he brings this toolbox over and all the kids start going nuts. They're like, oh, I want one. Can I have one? And he's like, oh, we're going to have, this is the orphanage. The toolbox was the orphanage.
Gosh.
He's like, we're going to have an auction. I'm like, that's not how that works.
No.
I was like, okay, let me just set the record straight, children. When other children are brought into an orphanage, they don't get auctioned off. And they're like, I know, but these are just plastic kids. Like, I was like, it doesn't make it any better, but okay. So they're sitting at my table and they were were like auctioning off these little plastic babies. And then I don't even know how they determined, because they didn't pay him anything. So I don't know how he determined who got what one, but he was like handing out the little plastic babies and they're like, he's like, now this one is my favorite one. It's the blue baby. And I don't give this one out all the time, but I'm going to allow it today. And I was like, and all the kids were like, oh my God, the blue baby.
Bro, fifth graders are straight up crazy.
They are
walking around with that toolbox of babies.
So they're sitting there like getting out these little plastic babies and playing with slime at the same time. And they grab the plastic babies and they stuck them in the slime and they're like, bye, baby. And they push them down into the slime. I'm like, all right, all y'all got to leave my room because I'm going to go have some nightmares now.
Oh, my God.
Why y'all got them? I'm going to wake up with plastic babies out in the bed with me. It's going to stress me out.
See, if I was a parent, like if I ever have children and my kid like comes up to me one day and is like, for my birthday, I want a bag of plastic babies, I would be so concerned.
I hope your child don't. That's some serial killer behavior. Your child walk up asking for plastic babies, you know?
Are they like the little king cake babies?
They're the tiny ones.
Yeah, the little tiny ones.
I know everyone's like, what are these? And the only thing I know them from are like king cakes, because half my family's from Louisiana, New Orleans, and everyone's like, oh, kids play with them. I'm like, why?
Our kids just say and do like the weirdest things. Like Tristan came up to me the other day. Well, I don't teach no more, so this was like a month and a half ago. But they just like say stuff. And I had bought this like new perfume from Torrid that I thought smelled like really good. So Tristan walked up and was like, Miss Richardson, you smell like a dog. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
If you're trying to get cussed out today, just say that. Okay. Get
save
away from me,
Tristan. Some time.
I was like, Tristan, that is like so rude. He was like, no, Miss Richardson, not like a dog that smell bad, like a dog that smell good. Bruh, tell her. They always look to the other person to co-sign. Bruh, tell her I ain't mean she smell like no dog that stank. Bruh, tell her a dog that smell good. I was like, Tristan, what a dog that smells good? You know, like when they come back from getting their hair cut.
Oh my God.
So I smell like dog perfume. Okay. This perfume was $50 and I really like it, but it's in the trash now because it smells like
dog shampoo.
You're
gonna smell like
shampoo.
Precious Paws Puppy Parlor.
There are so many outfits, and I don't think kids realize that when they like make comments about like, oh, Miss Rogers, that dress makes you look like a goldfish. Well, I'm never wearing this again. Like, absolutely ever.
I think it was a comedian, John Mulaney. I love John Mulaney. He was making a comment about some, I don't know where he was, but he said, like, eighth graders will make fun of the thing that you don't like about you.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's so true. Kids will say that, and like, you take it to heart, and you're like, why am I listening to life advice and like how I look from a 10-year-old?
They find the one thing that you're insecure about, and they milk that.
And then admin be like, don't check the kids, sir. He said something to me first.
Last year,
it's fair game if he say something first.
Last year, it was no surprise. Like, I literally told them, I have extensions. Surprise, surprise. But like, I went and got them over the weekend. I come back on Monday. And my kids last year, I love them to death. They're my favorite group. But the as soon as I got the extensions put in, they were like, oh, Mrs. Wool, you got a wig? And I was like, no, I didn't get a wig. This is my hair. Like, it's in my hair. And they're like, oh, okay, so you got a wig. And I'm like, no.
Your kids
so,
like, have no shame.
I played it off as a joke at first. I was like, whatever, they're not going to keep... Every day that week, they were like, I like your wig, Mrs. Woolley. And I'm like, okay, this needs to stop. I'm like, no, this wig costs a lot of money.
Okay, so kids will walk straight up to you. If I change my... Miss Richardson, that's a wig. Yes, it's see, a wig. Yes.
Okay, I don't know. I don't think I've ever... You, like, unlocked a core memory in my brain, okay? So, for when I started at my new school...
Okay, hurry up, girl. They flashed up the time for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, dang it. I have so many things that I want to talk about.
We got 5 minutes. Go.
Okay.
He said that 5 minutes ago.
So we got 5 minutes more. Go.
So when I started at my second school, you know, I don't need to impress these kids. Like, I don't care. I would go in with I would go to school with no makeup on. Like, I did not care. And then I started kind of like learning how to make up a little bit, like very slightly, because it just like I thought it was fun. And so I got like these Anastasia eyeshadow palettes, and I thought that I would like play with them. Mm. And the first day that I go to school with like eyeshadow on, one of my kids just looks at me and goes, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, I just playing with makeup." And she just looks at me up and down, and she goes, "Oh, okay," and just giggles. And I was like, "Well, I'm never doing that."
Listen, okay. People in my Instagram comments be doing that to me all the time. They're like so mean.
Haters.
Like, they're like,
"I just want to play with makeup."
I remember the one lady was like, "I can't believe you teach children with your winged eyeliner
because it's
like,
so pointy. It's dangerous."
I'm like, "Wow, yeah, I'm sure I really influenced them with my winged eyeliner."
I'm like, "Girl, if you don't know how to put your makeup on, just say that then. You ain't got to hate on no teacher that go to school looking good."
I know. Like, they're so mean about it. And, like, my eyelashes. Like, I don't have eyelashes. My eyelashes fall out from anxiety. So, like, I have, like, a few. Like, I'm dead serious. Yeah. When I worked at my old school, like, I had a patch in the middle of my eye where my eyelashes would fall out.
Stress would make your body do some lies and stuff, yeah.
So, I wear fake eyelashes, and I blatantly say that. No shame. And I don't care. So, it's come at me for my eyelashes.
And I hop up in the comments and say something to you, girl, because if y'all don't know how to do y'all makeup, just say it.
I just want to learn. But before we head out, I want to ask you guys your opinion on something, because I was tagged in a video between a student and a teacher at least 30 times, and I thought it would be interesting to like see what you guys think about it, because Avery and I had that's my husband, because Bree's always like, no one knows who that
is. I'm not telling who Avery is.
But we had a really interesting conversation about it. So there was a video where this girl, and you might have seen it, this girl is helping another classmate, or at least she says she's helping another classmate, and the teacher just walks over, puts her hand on the desk, towers over these girls, and just stares at them.
Like trying to intimidate
them. Right. And the teacher or the student looks up at her and goes, "I was helping a friend. Like, what do you want?" kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "I can tell that you're trying..." The teacher says nothing. She just stares. Mm-hmm. And the kid says, "I know that you're trying to intimidate me, or I feel like you're trying to intimidate me, and it's not going to work. Can you please tell me with words what you're trying to communicate to me?" The teacher still says nothing.
When a kid's trying to
nothing.
Be more adult than the adult.
Right. The kid was communicating.
And the still says nothing. I think she ends up like
somebody
pointing at the door.
This?
Yes.
Right. Was it like these teachers that don't know these kids be recording?
And
them.
The kid again, like, is like, this isn't being productive. I would really like if you communicated
she
with
was
me.
Really
like
doing
she's
a good
like,
job
please
using her words.
Use your words. Be productive. What do you want? And the teacher never said a word. Was silent the entire time. This went on for like 2 or 3 minutes of just silence. And eventually, the kid just walked out the door to where she was pointing. And
oh, the teacher was pointing for her to get out.
The teacher just kept pointing to the door
the whole time.
After she said at least once or twice, "What do you want? Use your words."
Stuff like that
she
makes me so
pointing.
Mad because it's like, how are you supposed to be a role model of how to communicate properly and how to be a good citizen?
Right.
When you're gonna sit there and stare at a kid, expect them to read your mind and act intimidating towards them.
Just
like,
tell them, like, "Hey,
why
get
are
out.
You doing that?" Like, yeah,
I
stop it.
It was. And again, as someone who's taught
this was
high
you
schoolers,
tagged in this on TikTok.
I was tagged in this a lot
on TikTok.
Yes, and I'll show you after the episode.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But I know how hard it can be for those high schoolers to advocate for themselves, and I thought, like, no matter what. I love how that girl used her words and advocated for herself when she was in a position where she was clearly very uncomfortable. They're high schoolers, right?
Yeah.
Like, when they're uncomfortable, they usually have big smiles on their face. It's just it's a nervous tic, you know? And I could just tell how uncomfortable she looked. And I thought that was really awesome that she could advocate for herself in that way. And, you know, when I first saw this video, I was really frustrated because I was like, oh, look at this teacher. Like, she's an example of why we're not taken seriously. She's an example of, like, what's wrong with education and the system's so broken and she gives us a bad name. And then Avery, you know, as he always has to play devil's advocate, was like, well, just, like, think about you the day that you got, you know, your second vaccine, or like think about how many times do you think that that teacher has asked over and over for the same direction, and like what we don't know which situation it is or not, but you know, we don't know if this is just a teacher that is so burnt out she doesn't care anymore. We don't know if this is because like the other kids in the background are clearly instigating, right? Like they're egging everything on, they're like in the background. Yeah. Like
I would be interested it's to really watch
interesting and then I you know kind of stepped back and I thought, you know, and again, no matter what, I'm proud of that student and I thought that she did a really good job advocating for ourselves, but I thought that it was also a really good point of whether the teacher shouldn't be in a classroom and at all, like whether she's not a good teacher or whether she's so unsupported by admin or parents or school or whatever that she's just burnt out, that it should be a clear sign that our education system is so broken, right? Because it could be, she could be a great teacher that's just so frustrated
with,
or especially she could be someone that doesn't need to be in a classroom, and we don't know. She told
that girl to sit down a trillion times. I need to go watch the video because I really don't know. But as a teacher, ain't no teacher ain't no teacher. We ain't just gonna if I don't say nothing to you and I just point to the door, that mean I done asked you 50 times to do something and you being disrespectful. So if the kids in the back, I'm just speaking from experience. I ain't seen the video yet, but as a teacher, if I get to a point where I point at the door and I don't say nothing to you, that mean I done asked you multiple times. And at this point, you defended yourself because you knew you was being disrespectful. So, again, I need to go watch the video because, again, I don't know what was said. I have not seen the video, but I'm
And it's hard to comment on something when you don't know the full situation.
Like, even if you do see
the video, you know, you don't see what happens before and after.
Because I don't want to demonize the kid or the teacher. Because, I mean, I don't know the situation. But for sure, I'm just speaking from my experience. When I have asked the kid to do something multiple times, and then, you know what I'm saying, if I said sit down multiple times, they keep hopping up. It doesn't matter if you think you're in the right. I asked you to sit down. I haven't given you permission to stand up. Because my kids, they middle schoolers, when they stand up without permit, they smacking somebody in the back of the head. They playing. And her as the teacher, how I know you helping a friend? I ain't gave you permission to get up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know it's going to be conversation surrounding whether kids should have permission to get up and all that in the comments from people who ain't teachers. But
I just thought it was interesting.
It is interesting. You know? I'd be interested to see the video and see the context.
Because, again, like at first, I was very like, this teacher, like I was angry at her. And it was like, it was my husband that was like, well, you know, and cause, you know, I think we don't realize how frustrated we get in the classroom sometimes. But
I
like,
But I understand what you're saying.
We don't realize, but then the people who, like our loved ones who watch us are like, you get just as frustrated sometimes. And I, it's just, it was interesting.
We're going to go watch it and see what it's, what it's about.
All right, guys. Well, make sure you go and check out Bottle Learning, download the app and check out their website today. And also check out our merch and follow us on all of the social medias, Teachers Off Duty Podcast. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye, best friends.
Bye.